The World Series, the start of the NBA season. These are big, important stories this week, but here at Only a Game, we believe the smaller stories in sports are also worthy of our attention. Ted Flanagan, father, paramedic, and Little League coach, tells one such story in his own words.
You know, I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. To me, baseball is the American sport. It represents everything that's best about our country. And the thought that I had killed baseball for the young boys, these boys that aren't even, you know, they're just teenagers, it woke me up. It kept me up at night. Johnny Baseball, the gentleman that owns the facility, wanted to make a place where kids could come play baseball. And they've ended up constructing 22 baseball fields in Milford, New York. It's about 5 or 6 miles away from Cooperstown itself. And every year they host weekly tournaments. So starting in June, every Friday there's a new batch coming in and an old batch leaving. It's actually so popular that there's a lottery system to get in. At the end of the tournament, they give you a letter saying, if you want to come back next year, here's your invitation. So where I live, it's sort of handed down as a legacy summer to summer. There's no official process. There's a lot of lobbying and sort of begging and pleading. If you're smart about it, you start a couple years in advance. And that's what I did. I started mentioning to people I thought were a little connected, I would love to take this team. We started tryouts a year prior to the tournament, and we had clinics all through the winter. And then the roster changed. We had some kids get injured. We had some kids that had to drop out because of family plans. So really, a week before we went to the tournament, we had to find two players. So the team we took to this tournament hadn't actually really practiced or played together all that much, certainly not as much as we anticipated. So we arrived on a Friday night, and we were in a cabin overlooking this immense row of batting cages, you know, I don't know, 30, 40 cages. And I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and half the cages were full. One team had this, I don't even know how to explain it, sort of like if you've ever seen a NASCAR race, the mechanics have these carts that they tow with all the tools inside. They bring them out to pit lane. Well, one of the teams had actually brought a cart like that and on which they'd hung all the bat bags for the kids, and it had this like hydraulic-powered cart that they could drag around. And I sort of started to think that perhaps we were in a little bit over our heads at that point. If we'd had more time to prepare, I think we would have certainly won a few games. A couple times we had leads going into the third inning, and then there'd inevitably be, you know, the bursting forth of the dam. But we, you know, we scored runs, we got kids on base. They, you know, they never got too down about any one particular play. They never gave up. That's not to say that they loved every minute of the losing, but they fought. There was always this hope that, you know, the next inning would be our inning. I guess I never really thought that we would lose every game until we lost our last game and it was over for us. You know, I worried in the middle of the tournament when it was clear to me about halfway through that we were really losing badly. I worried. You know, I spent 2 nights. I sat on a little picnic table outside of our cabin and I thought to myself, I've killed baseball for these kids. So in between games, I would pull them in the outfield, and we would talk about what went right and what went wrong. But I would always end my little talks to them and by saying that, listen, there's lots of winning in your future. Right now, we're just going to do this the correct way. We're going to play this game with dignity, with respect. But even if we lose every game by 100 runs, your parents love you. I'm proud of you. We belong here. You know, you belong here. We're playing the greatest game on earth in an amazingly beautiful facility, and we're just going to enjoy this time we have together. There was this one kid, I'll never forget this. One of my sons was playing center field. This kid, his first 2 times at bat, had hit baseballs that are probably still orbiting somewhere over the Adirondacks. I mean, this kid had just crushed the ball. So when he came up, they told him to bat lefty. And he hit a ball so hard from home plate, it traveled the 200 feet from home plate, smacked the wall, the wooden wall next to my son's head before he even had time to react. I looked over at their third base coach, and even he was amazed. He's like, that is the first swing that kid has ever taken as a lefty. They ended up racking up 19 runs. I think we actually put up 3 in that game, which was a nice surprise. One of our players hit the sole home run. We hit one home run of the tournament. A young man named Devin put a ball over the center field wall in the last inning of that game. And when he crossed home plate, all the boys ran out. And when he touched home plate, they felt like bowling pins. Even the coaches from the Jersey team came out and applauded. applauded like it had been one of their own that had hit the ball. I mean, granted, the game was out of reach, but that was the sort of effect our kids had on a lot of people. It was a special bunch of kids, and a lot of folks noticed that part. Somebody's got to lose. If you go to a tournament with 104 teams, someone's going to come in 104th. And if that's you, then you just need to figure out how to do it, having respect for the game, having respect for your team, having respect for your opponent. You know, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it. And I really, you know, our boys did it the right way. Far from killing baseball, all 11 boys came back with an incredible love for baseball. You know, in the world of ESPN and second place is first loser and all this stuff, you know, it's this tournament brought out some old-fashioned values that there is some worth and some joy to be had in sort of jousting at windmills.
Ted Flanagan led his Little League team to a 104th place finish at Cooperstown Dreams Park this summer. Our story was produced by Only a Game's Karen Given.